I got to show you guys this clip of Charlie Kirk because it really proves a point that I've been trying to make. Right-wingers hate when I make these types of videos, but I think it's fair to go through Charlie Kirk's own content and use his own words to give you guys a more thorough understanding of what he believed, because I've seen a serious effort from right-wing politicians, from MAGA commentators in the media, everyone on that side, to sanitize Charlie Kirk's own beliefs by avoiding clips that he himself posted. And it feels like parts of the mainstream media are complicit in this. Why isn't the mainstream media just playing Charlie Kirk's own clips? And none of this is to disrespect him. None of this justifies him getting publicly assassinated whatsoever. I have been very, very clear about this. I've been approaching this with a lot of moral clarity every time I talk about it. In no reality does Charlie Kirk deserve to get shot in the open in front of thousands of people. It's just not how a democracy is supposed to work. That being said, I still disagree with basically everything he said. And I also think that we need to stop saying he was some type of debate lord. There are a lot of good debaters that I look up to. I like Christopher Hitchens. I like Sam Harris. I like a lot of people that actually engage in debate and they study. Charlie Kirk would post these 20-second clips, literally 10 to 20-second clips, and that would be the extent of the debate. He would do something that we call clip farming, where he's trying to farm clips to go incredibly viral and push a narrative without engaging in any of the nuance on a topic. He does this about race, about guns, about everything, to try to push a superficial understanding of the topics. And I can show you that. I already have shown that in a few videos over the past few days. But before we even jump into that, I think the broader point that I want to make here is right-wingers like Elon Musk and Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance are coming in with this presupposition, this bias that Charlie Kirk is some saint, some really peaceful activist who never pushed an iota of hate in his life. But that is just not true. When you look at Charlie Kirk's own words without sanitizing him, it's not true at all. So when Elon Musk starts with this foundation of thinking Charlie Kirk is a great person, he then calls for the targeting of left-wing commentators. They are trying to defund liberal organizations, which had nothing to do with whatever the hell Tyler Robinson's sick-ass mind decided to do. I mean, really quickly, Elon Musk over the past few days has been tweeting, "The left is the party of violence and hate. The left is the party of murder. Either we fight back or they kill us." He was saying the left is the party of murder before we even knew who the suspect was. And then I remember 2 years ago when he bought the app, he was saying, "The goal is a trusted digital town square where a wide range of views are tolerated, provided people don't break the law or spam. For example, any incitement to violence will result in account suspension." 3 years ago, he sounded at least semi-rational, but now he's just stirring up vitriolic hate. This is one of the richest men in the world, stirring up hate on social media. Throughout the past few years, we've seen him say, "Civil war is inevitable." Is the Civil War movie good? Okay, that's separate. He said, "Europe appears to be headed for a civil war." He then said, "Civil war is brewing. Europe is trending toward a civil war." This man is literally trying to incite not only tension, but violence in Europe, in the UK, and in the United States. Before we knew anything about the suspect, they were claiming that multiple trans people in the area posted that something will happen to Charlie Kirk. This is just false. Elon Musk claimed it is a trans terrorist cell. I want to point out that Elon Musk is also trying to get Keir Starmer to resign. He's trying to get Keir Starmer to resign. Elon Musk signal boosted Chris Rose, who called for Keir Starmer to resign, and said, "Yes, this got 28 million views." Elon Musk is trying to get himself involved, embedding himself in global politics in a very, very dangerous way. I also want to point out the double standard of right-wingers lately. So Elon Musk has been targeting live streamer Destiny. Destiny went on Piers Morgan and essentially said this argument: "I will not condemn the Charlie Kirk shooting until Donald Trump himself turns down the temperature, because the onus is on him to tone it down, to turn down the temperature. Once it comes in a top-down way from him, then we can all follow his lead. But we are not going to do it in a one-sided way where we're constantly condemning violence over and over and over while they're constantly either committing violence, cheering on violence, laughing and memeing about it like Donald Trump Jr. did." And Elon Musk has been going insane. He said, "Let Destiny say what he wants, but then also pay the price under the law. He's referring to Destiny in this. He said, I don't think this jackass should be banned, but Amazon should stop paying him to incite murder. That's insane. Separately, incitement to murder and domestic terrorism is a felony crime. For that, he should go to prison. So he's calling for live streamers to go to prison. Reminder, there's nothing illegal about what Destiny said at all. You can disagree with it, but calling for him to go to jail, to go to prison on Twitter is only something that Elon Musk would do and the right-wingers would do. But to continue, let's go through some of Charlie Kirk's own words. Will Stancil points out, we should remember Charlie Kirk by his own words. A lot of news coverage is tiptoeing around those words because they think it makes him look bad. But that's just who he was. That's what he said. It doesn't make murder okay, but remember truthfully. And let's read through some of these and we'll go through a clip. This says, a fierce Trump ally, Kirk bragged shortly before the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol that Turning Point Action had helped send, quote, 80-plus buses full of patriots to D.C. to fight for this president. He later pleaded the fifth when questioned by the House Select Committee. Quote, weak people wanted hyper-sanitized action for the J6 hostages, Kirk said after Trump pardoned or commuted the sentences of every January 6th defendant. Quote, Trump wanted bold action to save people from lawfare tyranny. He delivered. That was all him. A few days after the attack, Kirk asserted, quote, working people who voted for the president were repulsed by what they saw on January 6th. Many such cases of conservative commentators switching. In particular, Kirk embraced the far-right talking point known as the Great Replacement Theory, which posits political elites, often Jews, though not in Kirk's telling. So this conspiracy theory often says that Jewish people are trying to replace white people, but Charlie Kirk did not push that specific strain. Charlie Kirk did not make it about Jewish people. That's important. That's an important distinction here. He said that they are, quote, importing non-white immigrants in order to displace white Americans. The theory has inspired several mass shooters. In 2021, Kirk alleged that Democratic immigration priorities were focused on, quote, diminishing and decreasing white demographics in America. Last year, referring to the number of illegals who'd entered the United States during the Biden administration, Kirk wrote, quote, the Great Replacement is not a theory. It's a reality. White supremacists then celebrated such language. A few months earlier, after Elon Musk agreed with an ex post from someone who said, Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialectical hatred against whites that they claim to want, Kirk then defended that sentiment. Quote, now I don't like generalizations, Kirk said. Not every Jewish person believes that, but it is true. The ADL was part and parcel with Black Lives Matter. It is true that some of the largest financiers of left-wing anti-white causes have been Jewish Americans. They went all in on woke. Quote, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified, Kirk said last year. He called Martin Luther King awful and said the passage of the Civil Rights Act was a huge mistake. He said that, you know, Joe Biden should be executed. I played that clip in a separate video that you can find on my channel. I want to show you this clip of Charlie Kirk debating a college student. What you need to understand about Charlie Kirk's clips is that they are 10 to 15 seconds long. So this college student came to have an actual conversation with Kirk, and he ended up posting a 13-second clip. This clip is 13 seconds on his Instagram. I want to expand on the argument that she was trying to make.
Why don't you believe that white privilege exists? I just want to get your understanding first, and then we could go from there.
Well, let's just, is there anything that you can't do that I can do?
No, we could do the same things if we put our minds to it.
Good. Then there's no white privilege.
That was literally the entire clip. We don't get to hear her response. One of the top comments was, I wonder what she said after. No, Charlie Kirk doesn't want you to know what she said after. When someone says white privilege doesn't exist for this reason, you can write off everything they say. White privilege doesn't mean that white people have perfect lives or they never face struggles. It means that skin color is not one of the defining obstacles making their life harder. The main difference here is that being legally allowed to do something doesn't mean everybody has the same chance or opportunity to do something. Just because the Civil Rights Act suddenly ended explicit legal segregation 60 years ago or so, like when my grandparents were just being born, does not mean that there aren't social and systemic effects. Today, there aren't laws on the books that oppress black people, but it's still embedded into our institutions. Black people are arrested and charged for smoking marijuana at a 4 times higher rate, yet white and black people smoke weed at the same rate in the United States. You can find implicit biases, explicit biases like this, all the way from the ground up in our institutions, and it ends up screwing black people over. Overall, it is insane that Charlie Kirk posted this 13-second snippet and didn't allow this person to make their argument. I don't want to be too crazy here, but this is kind of an example of white privilege. This dude has, you know, the institution, he has the equipment around him to build up his argument. And then when she tries to make her argument, she's in the process of responding. The clip ends. He cuts the clip off entirely. And this got 575,000 likes on his Instagram. Not views, likes. Got millions and millions of views on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, making dishonest arguments. Now, it's like, damn, maybe I should start clipping up debates like that in the 10-second segments and spreading propaganda. But at this point, we do two-minute debate clips because I like to give the full argument and really show that we can defeat them in an honest way. But we're going to continue to push back on the Adam Mockler channel. We're going to continue to fight. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.